We would like to thank Rosenberg and Steinmetz PC for sponsoring the month of ER. Thank you to all our sponsors. In the middle of the discussion, the beginning of this week's parsha about the special mitzvos and isurim that apply to the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol in particular, the Torah says here in Source 1, Pasuk Yud Beis, min hamikdash lo yetzei v'lo yichalel es mikdash elohav, ki nezer shemen mishchas elokav alav ani Hashem. So if the Kohen Gadol is in the middle of doing the avoda, and he becomes an onin, someone lets him know that he has a relative who passed away. So the Torah says, min hamikdash lo yetzei, he shouldn't leave, v'lo yichal es mikdash elokav, he's not mechal the mikdash, or even if he stays, he won't be mechal the mikdash. We'll see exactly what that means. Kinezer shemen mishchas elokav alav, he's anointed with the shemen hamishcha ani Hashem. So Rashi understands min hamikdash lo yetzei. Rashi has two interpretations, but we're going to focus on the second one, quoting from the Chazal. Va'od mikan lamdu rabosenu in source 2, shekohen gadol makriv onin v'chein mashma'o, that even though there is a psul onin, if you have a kohen who is an onin, meaning not the way we use an onin, means an onin at least on the day of the death of a relative that one is misabel on, there's a psul onin. But the kohen gadol does not have that psul. The kohen gadol is allowed to be makriv even if he's an onin. V'chein mashma'o, af im mesu ave v'imo, eino tzarech latzis min hamikdash ela obed avoda. Says Rashi, that what the Torah is saying, that since the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avodah, he does not have to leave the Mikdash. Eino tzarech latzeis min ha-Mikdash. And Rashi, in his perush on the Gemara, Mesechas Vachem, where the Gemara quotes this drasha, Rashi says the same thing, that the Kohen Gadol does not have to leave the Mikdash because he's allowed to continue the Avodah. The psul onin does not apply to the Kohen Gadol. He's allowed to be makriv as an onin. So this Rashi, at first glance and second glance, is very difficult, because we usually assume, as we'll see in the rest of the shiur, that there is an isser for the Kohen Gadol to leave the Mikdash while he's in the middle of the Avodah if he becomes an Onin. The Torah says, "Amin a Mikdash lo yetzei," and Chazal understand that there's a prohibition. We'll see it's explicit in the Torah's Kohanim, that it's not only that since the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makriv as an Onin, therefore he doesn't have to leave the Mikdash, it's that he violates an Isser by leaving the Mikdash. We'll see in the Rambam that the Rambam thinks this applies even to a Kohen Hedyot, who is not allowed to be makriv as an Onin, he still is prohibited from leaving the Mikdash. But certainly the Kohen Gadol, who is allowed to continue the Avoda, even when he becomes an Onin, it's a prohibition, it's an Isser for him to leave. Yet Rashi, Ala Torah, and Rashi Maseches Vachem, in both places, seems to assume, not like the Torah's Kohanim, that there's no formal prohibition for the Kohen to leave the Mikdash. He just doesn't have to. He's allowed to continue the Avoda. He won't be Mechal the Avoda. I love exactly what Shitas Rashi is. Okay. But we're going to focus on a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, and what seems to emerge from that discussion. So if you take a look in Source 3, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Bias Mikdash Halacha Hei, Kohen she yotza min hamikdash b'shas avoda bilvad, chayev misa, bein kohen gadol, bein kohen hedya. So says the Rambam, if you have a kohen who leaves the mikdash b'shas avoda, whatever it means b'shas avoda, that's a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. What does it mean b'shas avoda? Does it mean that he's in the middle of a specific avoda, and then he becomes an onin, so the halacha is that he's not allowed to leave until that someone else completes that avoda, or he completes that avoda? Does it mean the entire day is a day of avoda, and he has to wait out until evening where the avoda stops? So that's a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, exactly how to define what shas avoda means. We're not going to focus on that. But it says the Rambam that if the Kohen leaves b'shas avoda, whatever that means, he's chayav misa, which means misa b'dei shemayim. He's not chayav misa based in. Says the Rambam, bein Kohen Gadol, bein Kohen Hedyot. This iser applies whether it be a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot. How do I know that? Shenemar, it says, mi pesach ol mod lo seitzu pentamusa. This is, in Parshas Shmini, that Moshe tells Aaron Ubanov, when Nadav and Avihu died, that they shouldn't leave the Mikdash. They should continue remaining in the Mishkan during the Yimei HaMiluim. Kolomar lo sanichu avoda v'seitzu mivuholim u'dechufim b'nei gzeirazu. Don't leave in haste and don't because of the gzera of the death of Nadav Avihu. V'chein zesh ne'emar b'kohen gadol min hamikdash lo yetzei eino ela b'sha'as avodah b'lvad shel yiniach avodaso v'yetzei. So says the Rambam, and the pasuk in our part in Parshas Emor is speaking about the kohen gadol. Meaning the Rambam assumes that the pasuk in this week's parsha is talking about the kohen gadol, which makes a lot of sense from the context and the lashon of the pasuk. And the pasuk in Parsha Shemini, where Moshe tells Aaron ubanov, who are not necessarily kohanim gedolim, that they're not allowed to leave even though their brother died. The Rambam assumes, see, that indicates that the prohibition of umin hamikdash lo yetze applies both to a kohen gadol and to a kohen hedu. And the Rambam spells this out in the next halacha. If that's the case, that the Isser applies by both Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, why did the Torah repeat and specify the prohibition in the context of the Kohen Gadol if it applies to a Kohen Hedyot as well? Says the Rambam, Shekohen Hedyot Shai B'Mikdash B'Avodaso V'Sham Meshameis Lomeis Shehu Chayv Le'Sabalav Al Pi She'enu Yotze Min HaMikdash Eino Ovim Dei Shehu Onin V'Mavad V'Hu Onin Shel Torah Chil Avodaso Bein B'Korban Yachav Bein B'Korban Tzibur. Says the Rambam, because there's a difference. When it comes to a Kohen Hedyot, even though he's prohibited from leaving the Mikdash, he's not allowed to continue the Avoda. And if he continues the Avoda while he's an Onin, whether it be a Korban Yochid or a Korban Sibor, he passels the Avoda, passels the Korban. Aval Kohen Gadol, Ovid, Kishu Onin, Shenemar Min Mikdash, Lo Yetzid, Lo Yichal, Kolomar Yesha, V'Yavod, Avoda, Shahay Ozigba, Veinam Eschalel. Says the Rambam, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, not only is he prohibited from leaving the Mikdash, he's also supposed to continue doing the Avoda because there's no psul. There's no psul owning. That's what we derive from this pasuk. Min Mikdash lo yetze, v'lo yichalel, he won't be mechalel the Avoda if he continues to do the Avoda. That is the shita of the Rambam. Okay, so there are two hasagos of the Ravid that we're going to focus on. One in Halacha He and one in Halacha Vav. So the Ravid in Halacha He is masig as follows. In the interest of time, maybe we won't read it inside. You know what? We will read it inside. Says the Ravid, Tim in Halacha Hey, Tim a Gadol who's that? Shalom Nemar Osa Pasuk Ela La Osa Shah Bishil Shenimshachu Banav. The Rambam quoted as his source that the prohibition of leaving the Mikdash applies also to a Kohen Hedyot, the Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, that Moshe warns Aaron Ubanav that they shouldn't leave the Mikdash, right? Even though Nadav and Avihu passed away, even though they died. Nevertheless, Moshe tells Aaron Abanav that they shouldn't leave the Mikdash, b'shas avoda. The Rambam understood that that's a source that the halach applies even if you're not necessarily the Kohen Gadol, even if you're a Kohen Hedyot. Says the Ravid, that was only to Aaron Abanav, la'osa shah. Why? B'shvil shenimshchu banav. Since Aaron Abanav, the children of Aaron, were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, therefore this a special status was given to them. We'll have to figure out what exactly that means. A special status was given to them. It sounds like on a certain level they were Kohanim Gedolim, the Aaron Ubanov, meaning Elazar and Isamar, were Kohanim Gedolim. And therefore, Moshe tells them that they shouldn't leave the Mikdash. Umasha Omru B'Toras Kohanim, Minayin L'Kohanim Shebechol HaDoros L'Kohanim. So the Toras Kohanim, which we'll see in a moment, the Toras Kohanim seems to say, like the Rambam, it says, Minayin l'kohanim shebechol hadaros, that this prohibition applies to Kohanim for all generations. It sounds like it's talking about all Kohanim, even Kohen Hedyot. Says with Ravid, no. What that means to say is, l'kohanim gedolim shebechol hadaros ka'amar. Shari shemen mishchas kodesh hu mar be'usam. Says the Ravid, when the Toras Kohanim, as we'll see, seems to indicate that this prohibition applies for all generations, not only during the Yimei HaMiluim. And we learn that from Minamikdash. They also say Shemen Mishchas El Kavalav. That's talking about Kohanim Gedolim. So at first glance, the Ravid says that this prohibition of Minamikdash Lo Yetzei only applies to Kohanim Gedolim, but it does not apply to a Kohen Hedyot. That's it. And even though Moshe tells Aaron Banav, who are not necessarily Kohanim Gedolim, that they shouldn't leave, says the Ravid, at first glance, they were Kohanim Gedolim because they were Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha during the Yimei HaMiluim. Okay, that's the first Hasag of the Ravid. The second Hasag of the Ravid is in Halacha Vav, where the Rambam says that the prohibition applies to both Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. The Ravid then says, Amar Avram, at the end of Halacha Vav, Hasagas Ravid, Vichavin Shulchayev Lehisabelov, Lama Eno Yotze, Vada Yotze, Matami Bal Karcho, says the Ravid. If the Kohen Hedyo is obligated to observe Avelus, and he can't do Avoda, so why wouldn't he leave? The Rambam said that the Kohen Hedyo is not allowed to leave, asks the Ravid, he's not able to do the Avoda, because he has to observe Avelus, he has the status of an Onain, he can't do the Avoda, so Memela, the prohibition, does not apply to the Kohen Hedyo, because he's not able to do the Avoda anyway, so, of course, he should have to leave. So, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim in Sefer, on this Rambam, asks on the Ravid. What the Ravid seems to be telling us in Halacha Vav is repetitive. Why? Because the Ravid in Halacha Hey already established that the prohibition of a min hamikdash lo yetzei only applies to a Kohen Gadol, it doesn't apply to the Kohen Hedyo. So why does the Ravid in Halacha Vav have to come and tell us that you should know, this is the way Reb Chaim at least understood the Ravid, there are others who understand the Ravid differently, but Reb Chaim understands what the Ravid is telling us in Halacha Vav is that the Halacha, the Isser of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, only applies to those who are able to continue doing the Avoda. But those who are not able to continue doing the Avoda are allowed to leave. So a Kohen Hedyo, who is allowed, he's not allowed to do the Avoda, of course he's allowed to leave the Mikdash in the middle. There's no purpose, there's no point for him to stay. The Kohen Gadol, who is allowed to continue the Avoda, he shouldn't leave the Mikdash, he should continue the Avoda. But the Kohen Hedyo, who is not allowed to continue the Avoda, the Ravid's telling us that he's not included in the prohibition. Asks Reb Chaim, the Ravid already established in Halacha Hey that the prohibition only applies to Kohen Gadol. So why does the Ravid have to give another qualification that this Isser of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei only applies to those who are able to continue the Avoda? La'afuke, coming to exclude a Kohen Hedyo. I never had a havamina that the Kohen Hedyo was included in the Parsha of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, because the Psukim, which indicate, according to the Ravid, the Psukim in Parsha Shmini, and the Psukim in our Parsha, which talk about the Isser of leaving the Mikdash, are only talking about the Kohen Gadol. So why does the Ravid have to give us a second qualification that the Isser applies only to those who are allowed to continue the Avoda? That's Reb Chaim's Kasha on the Ravid. Okay, so we're going to focus more on Reb Chaim's, or part of Reb Chaim's Teretz. So Reb Chaim says that to answer this question, you have to reinterpret the Ravid and really get a better understanding of what exactly the Ravid holds. We assume that the Ravid's Shita was that the din of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei applies to Kohanim Gedolim, as opposed to Kohen Hedyo, right? It applies to Kohen Gadol, who is in the middle of the Avoda and becomes an Onin. He's not allowed to leave the Mikdash. He's supposed to continue the Avoda. Says Reb Chaim, that can't be the Pshat in the Ravid. Why? Why? Because the Ravid said that it's explicit in the Psukim, that the prohibition of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei applied to the children of Aaron, Elazar and Isamar, when they were Onanim, during the time of when Nadav and Avihu, Nadav and Avihu died. So says Reb Chaim, were Elazar and Isamar Kohanim Gedolim? So the Ravid seemed to say that, but Reb Chaim says it can't be that. It can't be that they were Kohanim Gedolim. Why? Because it's clear in the Psukim that when they did the Avoda during the Yimei HaMiluim, how many Begadim did they wear? Four. They did not wear the eight Begadim. He proves it from different Midrashim and the Psukim, that during the Yimei HaMiluim, when they were doing the Avoda, only Aaron was wearing the Shmona Begadim, but Elazar and Isamar were wearing Dalet Begadim. Says Reb Chaim, if that's the case, they couldn't be Kohanim Gedolim. So what does the Ravid mean that Elazar and Isamar are not a Raya for Kohen Hedyo because they were Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha? So says Reb Chaim, what the Ravid must hold is that the prohibition of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei is not a function of the status of Kohen Gadol, but it's a function of being Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Now, they usually go hand in hand. The Kohen Gadol is the one who is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, and a Kohen Hedyo was not Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. But there was a certain point in history, or maybe we'll see other points in history, but at least during the Yimei HaMiluim, you had certain Kohanim who were not Kohanim Gedolim, yet they were Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. And who were they? The sons of Aaron. And since they were nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, therefore the prohibition of min ha-mikdash lo yetze kicks in for them. And says Reb Chaim, if that's the case, then you could have had a hav. This is how he answers the Ravid. We're not going to focus on this, but just to finish the thought, Reb Chaim says, if that's the case, if the isar min ha-mikdash lo yetze is a function of being nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, then you would have had a havamina potentially, that maybe what we have a mashuach milchama. A mashuach milchama is the quasi kohen gadol who goes out to war with the people to give them chizuk. So he's not a kohen gadol. He has some halachos like a kohen gadol, but one of the things is he's nimshach b'shemen hamishcha. So says Reb Chaim, explaining the Ravid, you may have thought to say then that the prohibition of min hamikdash lo yetze may apply to a mashuach milchama. That's why the Ravid has to tell you in halacha vav that the prohibition of min hamikdash lo yetze only applies to those who are able to continue doing the avoda, not coming to exclude a kohen hedyot, because I would have never had a havamina that a kohen hedyot was included in the prohibition of min hamikdash lo yetze. But I would have had a havamina that a mashuach milchama who was anointed, who was nimshach b'shemen hamishcha, maybe he should be included in the prohibition of min hamikdash lo yetze. If he's doing the avoda in the mikdash and he becomes an onen, maybe he's not allowed to leave. Says the Ravid in halacha vav that no, since the mashuach milchama would not be able to continue the avoda because he's like a kohen hedyot in that regard, therefore, in that case, the prohibition does not apply to him. Okay, we're not going to focus so much on how to finish the sheet of the Ravid. What we're going to focus more on is Reb Chaim's assumption in the sheet of the Ravid that Elazar and Isamar had the status of Kohen Hedyot, and the only reason the prohibition of Min HaMikdash L'Yetze applied to them when they had the status of an Onain was because they were Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. So that seems to be difficult from three different statements of the Ravid himself in his parish in the Toras Kohanim. The Rishonim deal with different difficulties as to how to understand different things that took place during the Imei HaMiluim surrounding the death of Nadav and Aviv. So first of all, Rashi Alator quotes from the Gemara Maseches Zvachim, that we know that there was a conversation that took place between Moshe and Aaron when Moshe saw that the Korban Chatas, whichever Chatas it was, the Chatas Rosh Chodesh, the Korban Chatas was not eaten. So Moshe was very disturbed. Why was the Chatas during the Imei HaMiluim not eaten? So the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kuf Aleph records a whole conversation that took place between Moshe and Aaron. And what comes out, what emerges from the conversation is that if the children of Aaron would have, meaning Elazar and Isamar, if they would have been the ones who would have been makriv the korban chatas, then it would make sense that the korban would have been pasul, and that would be a good explanation as to why Aaron Ubanov did not eat the korban. Aaron, who was the kohen gadol, he was the one who was makriv the korban chatas, and therefore it wasn't pasul. So what seems to emerge from that conversation is that even though we know that a kohen gadol who is an onain is allowed to be makriv, and that's why Aaron, when he was makriv the korban chatas, the chatas was not pasul; it was kasher. But what seems to emerge from the conversation was that Elazar and Isamar, if they would have been makriv the korban chatas, then the korban chatas would have been pasul. So the Ravid in his parish in Toras Kohanim here in source 6 asks, "How could that be?" Says the Ravid, "We know that Bnei Aaron, during the Imei HaMiluim, had the status of Kohen Gadol from the fact that Moshe tells them that they shouldn't leave the Mikdash when they became Onanim." You take a look in source 6. Od Kashali, Shari Abanim, Hushu Laviyim, Shalol Esabel, Shalol Yitzis Min HaMikdash, Kedichsiv, Le'in Kohen Gadol, Min HaMikdash, Lo Yitzis, Lo Yichalel, Kinezer Mishach, Slam, Shalol Elokav Alav. The Kanksiv Nami Kishem and Mishchas Hashem Elok Aleichem. Ukfar Laman Ledoros Bekongal Me'il Linyan Onish. So says the Ravid, we see from the fact that they were not allowed to leave the Mikdash, they had the status of a Kohen Gadol, because the prohibition of a Min HaMikdash L'Yetzi only applies to a Kohen Gadol. And Moshe tells Elazar and Isamar that they shouldn't leave the Mikdash. If that's the case, you see that there's that status of the Kohen Gadol. So asks the Ravid, Imkain, my time of possible huaninus behakrava. Says the Ravid, if that's the case, why does the Gemara and the Medrash and the Toras Kohanim, why do they assume that if Bnei Aaron would have been makriv the korban chatas when they had the status of an onan. Why would that apostle the korban? We see that they had the status of a kohen gadol from the fact that they weren't allowed to leave the mikdash. That indicates that they started the kohen gadol. If they had the status of a kohen gadol, then they should have been able to do the avoda, even though they had the status of an onan, even though they were onan. He bleib shver. The ravid leaves it as akasha. But what do you see from the ravid? That he seems to assume that Elazar and Isamar were bona fide kohanim gedolim, not like Reb Chaim said Bedasa Ravid. Furthermore, we know that Moshe tells Mishal and Al-Tzafan to take out Nadav and Avihu, their bodies, from the Mikdash, and he does not tell the brothers Elazar and Isamar. Why not? All the Rishonim are bothered by this question. It seems like from the Pesukim that Moshe did not want Elazar and Isamar to become Tameh. But the halacha is, in the beginning of this week's Parsha, that the Kohen Hedyot does become Tameh to bury, to be Osek in the Zayin Krovim. And included in the Zayin Krovim are brothers. So Elazar and Isamar should have been able to take out the bodies of Nadav and Avihu from the Mikdash. Why did Moshe have to recruit their cousins who are not Kohanim, who are Levim? That's what all the Rishonim ask. So if you take a look in Source 8, the Ravid asks this question implicitly. And he says, Perish nirmaz lehem ma'at mikan she'in kohanim tam lemesim, miu kfaranu roim she'kohen hedyo metami le'achiv, or le'echav. Says the Ravid, but we know that a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to become Tamei to his brother, so what was the whole problem with Elazar and Isamar becoming Tamei to Nadav and Avihu? Says the Ravid, at that point in history, during the Yimei HaMiluim, Elazar and Isamar had the status of Kohanim Gedolim, and since they had the status of Kohanim Gedolim, just like a Kohen Gadol does not become Tamei to the Zayin Krovim, so too an Elazar and Isamar are not able to become Tamei to their brothers, Nadav and Avihu. So again, this is a second place, but a third Shita of the Ravid, or another iteration, where the Ravid assumes that Elazar and Isamar had the status of Kohanim Gadolim. That's how he explains their prohibition to leave the Mikdash when Nadav and Avihu died. That's how he's bothered. Why weren't they able to be makriv of the korbanos, even though they were when they were an onen? And that's how he explains why Moshe did not allow Elazar and Isamar to be osek and Nadav Avihu, because they were kohanim gedolim. So you see from the Ravid himself that Elazar and Isamar had the status of the kohanim gedolim. So it's a bit of a tzarchion on Reb Chaim's explanation of the Ravid. Again, Reb Chaim understood that the Ravid held that the din of min hamikdash lo yetzi is not a function of the status of kohen gadol, rather it's just a function of being nimshach b'shem hamishcha, from the fact that the Ravid assumed that the prohibition is learned from Elazar and Isamar. And al karchach, Elazar and Isamar did not have the status of kohen gadol because they did avoda with dalad begadim. But we see from the Ravid himself, in 2/3 places, where the Ravid assumes that they had the status of bona fide Kohanim Gedolim. So, and one other Gishmak Amar Mokom, in Source 9, the Medrash says that, I'm not going to read it inside, but the Medrash says that whenever Aaron became Tameh, Elazar would fill in for Aaron. And whenever Elazar became Tameh, then Isamar would fill in for Elazar. So the question is, that's not the way Kuhuna Gedola works. You can't just have a substitute. There's a process. There's being Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha. There's Riboy B'Gadim. There's a whole it's a question whether it's how much is Ma'akiv. But you can't just, a random Kohen Hedyo can't just fill in. So what some of the Achronim point out is you see from this Medrash that Elazar and Isamar already at a certain point in history had the status of a Kohen Gadol during the Yimei HaMiluim. Therefore, they were able to fill in at a later point, at a later date. They were able to fill in for Aaron whenever necessary. So the Medrash again seems to be assuming that Elazar and Isamar had the status of bona fide Kohanim Gedolim, at least during the Yimei HaMiluim. So if that's the case, then Hadra Kush L'Duchta, how do you address Reb Chaim's question? If Elazar and Isamar had the status of Kohanim Gedolim, then how were they able to do the avoda with the dalit begadim? They should have needed shmona begadim. Otherwise, they were mechusar begadim. How could they do the avoda during the mamluim with the dalit begadim? I don't know. I don't really know the answer to that question. just a potential suggestion is that Reb Chaim, in a different place, is quoted as saying that there are really two dinim in Kohen Gadol. One is the Kedusha that's given to him through being Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha, and the second din of the Kohen Gadol is the Minoy, is the appointment, being hired as the Kohen Gadol. And certain halachos are a function of being Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha, and certain halachos are a function of the Minoy, of the appointment of being a Kohen Gadol. So it could be that that is the start to some answer, but I don't know. It could be also that a Kohen Gadol, this is a suggestion. It could be that even if you can have multiple Kohanim Gadolim at the same time, maybe only one is allowed to wear the Shemona Begadim. You can't have multiple Kohanim Gadolim wearing Shemona Begadim. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that question is, but it seems to be explicit in the Ravid, in his Perish and Taurus Kohanim, that Elazar and Isamar had the status of Kohanim Gedolim, and if that's the case, it could be that the sheath of the Ravid of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei is a function of being the Kohen Gadol, not necessarily a function of being Nimshach B'Shem and HaMishcha. How to resolve the inner contradiction in the Ravid? Take a look at the way the Achronim explained the Ravid, and it wasn't really a kasha in the first place. Okay. In terms of how the other Rishonim deal with the questions of why Elazar and Isamar weren't able to become Tamei to Nadav and Avihu, and why Moshe prohibited Elazar and Isamar from leaving the Mikdash if they were only Kohanim had Yotos, not a Kohen Gadol, and also why weren't they able to do the Avoda? So if you take a look, the Ramban, we're not going to read it inside, but the Ramban in Parsha Shemini has a lengthy discussion exactly of what the status of Elazar and Isamar was at the time of the Yimei HaMiluim. And there's a very interesting shita of the Das HaKenim from the Baalei Tosfos in Parsha Shemini, so you could take a look on your own time in sources 10 and 11 for some very interesting shitos. Okay, we'll stop here.